Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Okay, so let's talk about fitness, which is my absolute favorite topic, and anything fitness related, especially workouts. So I am a workout junkie. Like, I love going and taking all types of classes. I love going and learning from different instructors and coaches and trainers. It's just a lot of fun, and especially in a group environment. To me, that's like, that's the best vibe, is when you get with a group of people and you do something together. It's just, to me, like the best workout in the world. So I'm excited today because my guest owns Row House. Her name is Cindy Bickman, and she has brought this to Charlotte, and it is an incredible class. I went and took it a couple weeks ago with a group of friends, and it was just awesome. It was great music, like a great vibe. The whole atmosphere was awesome. There was so much positivity flowing, encouragement from the coach, like, and it was a team effort. So it wasn't just individual. It was about the team doing something together. A full body workout was fantastic. So I really encourage you. And I know once you hear everything that Cindy's going to share about it, that you're definitely going to go take this class. What I love about her story is that she went from being a corporate attorney to pursuing yoga and pursuing a passion of fitness, and then transitioning from yoga to now owning Row House. And there's a really cool connection between yoga and rowing that she's going to share about. So stay tuned for this great conversation with Cindy.
Welcome to the show, Cindy. I'm so excited to talk to you about rowing. But before we get into that, I really want to start off with, when did you fall in love with fitness?
So I was on the swim team in high school, and that's when I started weight training. So I really, really loved being in the gym and lifting weights. Made me feel very strong and powerful. And I think I was sort of searching throughout my life for the right modality for me with fitness. So I played around with a lot of things. I tried kickboxing. I did try heavier weightlifting and CrossFit. I became a long distance runner. I did a lot of different things and often ended up injured or frustrated because I wasn't able to perform the way I wanted to, mostly because of injuries or just my body wasn't able to do it. So I think fitness was kind of a lifelong love and frustration at the same time. And I was always looking for, you know, my niche, kind of what would be the thing that I'd be able to do long term and be able to stick with and really, you know, watch my performance improve. So that's kind of my fitness story.
I love this because you went to school and you practiced law for 15 years and then you totally switch gears from that and then go right into fitness. What was it for you that was like that turning point?
So I'm also a yoga and meditation teacher, and I did that for about 10 years. I actually owned a yoga studio in New Jersey, and I managed one here in Charlotte. So I did have a little bit of a foot in fitness. I always hated law from the first day I practiced law, but it paid the bills. But I think in the back of my mind, I was always wanting to be my own, you know, business owner and looking for the right fit for me, which I did not think would be another yoga studio. So I had an interest in fitness, and I definitely had an interest in owning my own business, and the two just came together with Row House.
Yeah, I think that's so cool because it shows you like, and I think a lot of people do this, like you start out with this thing that makes sense. Like it's on paper, it makes sense. Like you said, it pays the bills, it does that. But then there's this thing that pulls on your heart or that tugs on your heart, or you feel like that's part of your purpose. And I feel like this is like a perfect example of that. And so with that said, so you found rowing because you did yoga, you've been a runner, you've done all of these, you know, types of fitness, you know, classes and just different sides of fitness. And you could have gone with any type of studio. You could have even opened another yoga studio. What led you to opening what is called Row House Charlotte?
So I did look at a bunch of different franchises, and I knew I wanted to do a franchise because I felt like it would be a prescription that works and that I could make that work here in Charlotte. So I did look at all types of different brands. And when I took my first Row House class, I was just hooked. I saw something that was just really unique. And I think for me, spoke really loudly based upon my experience with fitness, where I was never the fastest, the strongest. You know, going to classes like Flywheel or Orange Theory, where the numbers are on a board, and I was always at the bottom of a leaderboard, or running a race where, you know, I wasn't taking home a prize. There was something about Row House where we were pulling together as a boat, where I felt like every seat in the room mattered, including my seat, where I left the rower feeling better than when I sat down on it. So it wasn't breaking down my body. And I could see myself doing it long term. And it was just a completely different feeling than I'd ever had in a group fitness class. And I knew it was different. And I knew we didn't have anything like it here. And I just really wanted to bring this idea to Charlotte. And I actually bought the Charlotte territory. So my plan originally was to open 3 studios. Right now, I'm happy just to get this one off the ground with COVID. But yeah, I just think it's such a unique idea.
Well, the uniqueness that you mentioned was about pulling a boat. Like, you're literally all in the same boat, and everybody's role matters. Can you just talk a little bit more about that? Because like you said, it's not about a leaderboard. It's really about that whole group dynamic.
Yeah. So the way that our computers in the studio, our TV screens look, is that it has the boat metrics. So it counts every erg in the studio and then gives averages. So basically, you can see the split time average, so how quickly the boat is moving for 500 meters. And then you can also see the distance the boat is moving. So every single erg in there is pulling the boat along, and there's no one erg that's more important than another. Nobody's looking at anybody else's numbers. And after class, you do get your own statistics, and it'll tell you from class to class how you've improved. So you really are competing only against yourself. And that to me is one of the greatest things about Row House is, you know, we have athletes in the room and we have people in their 70s, and everybody feels important and special, and we celebrate everyone's achievements. So however long it takes you to get to 50,000 meters or 250,000 meters, that's when we reward you. So it doesn't matter what the guy to your right or left is doing. That's kind of the way our concept works.
That really takes the intimidation factor out, because I think a lot of times people have been intimidated. I know I have. And I mean, I'm a conditioned fitness professional, but I know there have been times if there's a new studio, or even when I took spin, because I'm not a biker by any stretch, like that's not my thing. I love to do it once in a while, but it would even be intimidating for me walking into a studio and getting on a bike and taking a class. So I think this is a really unique, cool way to draw people in to fitness. And I love the whole boat dynamic. Like, I just think to me, that's like the coolest thing and just such a unique aspect to this side of fitness. So I look forward to taking my first class on Sunday with a group. We're going to have a boat. and I'm looking forward to that, because I think it'll be really fun. So what 3 reasons would you give someone to come to a rowing class?
Sure. So the first reason would be that it's a really good full body exercise. You really are working over 86% of the muscles of your body. 60% is the leg drive. So it's a common misconception that you use your arms and back primarily in rowing, but it's actually legs, similar to a deadlift. Your core is engaged through the whole movement. And then you are pulling with your arms. So you're actually working the scapula, which are also muscles that don't get worked ordinarily. That pull motion is great for that. The second reason would be that it's low impact. So it's easy on the joints. It's something that's not going to break your body down. You can do it, you know, 6-7 days a week without feeling that deterioration in your joints. Even our floor work is actually low impact at the studio. And the third reason would be that the rowing machine is completely effort-based, which means that you always are in control of how much effort you use in class and your intensity. So our coach keeps the beat of the music and keeps the pace for the class, but everyone in the room controls how hard they work. So anybody can be in the same class together, whether it's your first time working out or you're an athlete, you can still take the same class. And it's very different than the way that you've probably used the rowing machine at the gym or used it in the past for sprinting or warm-ups. It's a completely different experience when you're moving at different paces and you're just working as a group that way.
That's so cool. What about the experience? Let's talk about the experience, because I've heard that you've got like this whole vibe that goes on in the room. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So part of this idea that we're in a boat pulling together and it's not a competition between the rowers is that we keep the room dark. So it has kind of a nightclub-y feel, similar to a spin studio. We use different light effects. And when we go into open rate rowing, where we want people to really kind of listen to their body and row at their own pace and get a distance piece, we black out the lights. So we really want people in the zone. We want them to forget about everything else that's going on that day and really just focus on moving their body and perfecting their stroke. So yeah, the room is super cool.
That's awesome. I do have one other question for you. So I know that you were a yoga instructor and now you're doing a rowing. How have you seen the two work together?
So that's actually a great question. Because yoga, anybody that's taught it knows, is a push sport. So every movement in yoga pushes, there is no pull. So actually the weakest muscles for a lot of yogis are the serratus anterior in the back there. And pulling is actually the perfect complement to that. So I actually had some neck issues and shoulder issues from doing so much yoga for so many years and not doing a complementary sport. But I think the two go together beautifully. And definitely it's breath work. On the rower, our coaches are often calling out the inhale and exhale, and it's focus. I mean, you go into the zone in that, you know, room, similar to when you're in a yoga class. So I think yogis would really benefit from understanding how the rower works and how it complements your yoga practice.
That's so cool. Cause that's how kind of how I pictured it. As soon as you started talking about when you're rowing and you're rowing together, there has to be something with breath too. You know, because we always talk about breathe, you know, making sure people breathe. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're a yoga instructor and you're, you know, come from yoga and you're going into this sport with rowing that requires breath control too. Like, that's amazing how that connects. I'm glad we talked about that.
Yeah.
Do you have something that motivates you? Like, is there a certain song you have to have on every playlist when you jump in the gym and you get on a rower?
No, but I love classic rock. In fact, my birthday is on Saturday, so I'm having a private birthday class, and I asked for a full classic rock playlist. So
that's awesome.
What gets me going, I think. Yeah, everybody has their own thing. So we actually do themes once a week where we'll bring in, like last week was Van Halen. And so different people, like I had a request for Madonna, so now we're putting some Madonna playlists in. But yeah, similar to spin, I think. If you love the music, you're going to ride a little harder. So it's the same with the rower.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think everybody has something that motivates them. My hoodie goes on, even if it's hot outside. So I love to hear what, you know, what motivates everybody is very individual and very specific. So that's fun to know that. Mm-hmm. And I love that whole Van Halen class. Like that would be awesome. Or Madonna. Like I'd go to either one of those. Yes. So I always like to wrap things up on the podcast. If there's something else on your heart or if there's something that you've experienced that you can share with all of us, this is an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So I'll say that, you know, the journey in fitness is sometimes confused with a journey in like weight management or body management. And there can be a lot of frustration when you exercise and don't see your body looking like someone else's body. And I think Row House really is unique in the sense that we focus on performance. We really celebrate how your split times improve, how your meters improve, how your form improves on the rower. You know, we teach classes on stroke and people get better and better at rowing and they watch those performance metrics and that's how they judge success in the room. And to me, that's amazing because everybody can improve on the rowing machine. You may not have control over your weight or how many pounds you weigh that day, but we really never talk about those things in the room. So for me, that's another really important part of this, you know, type of business for me. I didn't want to get into something where we were looking at calories burned or anything like that. So yeah, to me, that's really important.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's a really unique studio that you have and something unique here in Charlotte. So again, I'm super excited to come and take your class and I can't wait to share after I've been there. Yeah, we have a whole group coming. But I really want to thank you for your time today on the podcast and being a part of the city and our fitness community, because all the women here, like it's amazing how much collaboration and how much support is just within that piece of the community alone. And we so are happy to have you part of that. So thank you again for being on the podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.